Speaking of the economy, is there life in it yet? The latest BNZ Business Performance of Services Index shows a surge in sales and new orders in May. That's just part of it. Overall, the PSI rose 3 points to 55.2. That's the best number since last August. We also had the manufacturing number, 52.9, up 1.7. Bagri Economics founder Cameron Bagri back with us on the program. Morning, Cameron.
No, good morning, Mike.
Does 1 month an economic boom make?
There's just a little bit of unders and overs. If you go back and have a look at what we experienced within that March quarter, one of the big dominant influences on those GDP numbers we saw last week was just Omicron. People didn't go out over February, March. As Omicron subsided, we got past the peak in that wave. Well, we started to reconnect. People started to go back out more, so the orders are starting to flow through again. So those numbers we saw yesterday, they're going to flow into the Q2 GDP numbers when we get them in September, so they're still a wee way out, but they're going to show a bit of a bobbling effect between the March quarter and the June quarter. Of course, as an economist, I'm a lot more concerned about the back half of 2022, which we're just about in, and how things are going to be shaping up in 2023 as opposed to those numbers in May.
Exactly. Most people seem to think if there's real trouble coming, it'll come into the latter part of this year and into early next year, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the Reserve Bank has got a very clear inflation problem here, like an awful lot of central banks around the globe. It's a mixture of offshore factors, but a fair bit of it is domestic-based. The economy's had too much of an economic party. Well, there's going to be a bit of a hangover. If we can get that inflation story under control, maybe we're going to get away with what's called a soft landing. Yeah, but the rising fear internationally, and we're starting to see it across international equity markets, is that a hard landing for the global and the New Zealand economy could be around the corner. Your latest financial market expectations are the official cash rate could be headed to 4.5% by the middle of next year. Now, to put that in perspective, that's like a 6.5%, 7% 1 and 2 year fixed mortgage rate, to where if you go back 12 months ago, you get a 1 year rate around 2.2% for some borrowers, could be in for a real big nasty shock in the next 12 to 24 months.
So if you're right at 4.5%, do you believe that the Australians who think it'll peak at 2.5%, they're also right, therefore leaving a 2% difference between the two countries? And if that's true, what's that mean for us both?
What we've seen in the past week particularly, because the US Federal Reserve really threw the cat amongst the pigeons with their 75 basis point move last week, which basically signaled, look, the gloves are off. We're serious about taming inflation. So what we've seen around the globe is that every central bank, every financial market has been caught in the same old story, and everybody's now pricing far more aggressive rises in interest rates over the next 12 months compared to what people were talking about a week or 2 weeks ago. So it's a bit of a global story with some localised nuances in there as well. Obviously, if you've got a big spending bump, government locally, that's going to add more to inflation. So you put those local stories on top of what is generally a global inflation theme, which central banks have got a big battle to control. And they're signalling they're going to be going hard, they're going to be going fast, because their inflation fighting credibility is on the line.
What is interesting at the moment, though, when you look at these numbers out of the manufacturing or services, is people are out and they are spending, which, in the, what happened to the cost of living crisis? What happened to no one having any money?
Well, you've still got incredibly good incomes coming through, Mike. So the unemployment rate's 3.2%. Your wage gains are still below inflation, but they're starting to creep up. And we're going to start to see at some stage, you're going to see wages will start to surge above inflation as we see a bit of that overs-unders sort of effect going forward. So the income generating capacity of New Zealand at the moment is actually not too bad. But what we are still seeing within the spending numbers, the March quarter retail sales were pretty soft. We've seen a bit of an improvement over into April with electronic card transactions. But if you look at the volume of transactions, the volume of transactions is still well down on 12 months ago. What we're also starting to see is that there's a petrol effect that's coming through supporting some parts of spending, and that's coming at the effect of others, because money's just been siphoned in towards your tank of car, being directed there, and it's been siphoned, taken away out of the other areas where we'd normally spend money on. And of course, just wait for the big travel effect as borders open over winter, as Kiwis depart. And if we're spending money overseas, well, we're not spending it locally.
Yeah, very good point. Cameron, appreciate your time as always. Cameron Bagri, Bagri Economics founder, with us this morning.